evening, Alex. Thank you for joining me.
Good evening, Angie. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about your early life, where you grew up?
Yes, I was born and bred in the dusty streets of Katutura, to be specific, what we call the Ovambo location, Donkerhoek. Schooled there, primary school, obviously, we had to go to Mandume Primary School. And then from there, I had to go to the high primary, which is Namutoni Primary School. Very convenient. It was walking distances to there. And then for my grade 8, which was standard 6 by that time, I wrote this test to this private school that time, or state private, called Concordia College. This is where I finalized it, and then also matriculated there. And then from there on, I went for further studies at UNAM, where I did a bachelor's degree in majoring in statistics and mathematics. Worked for just less than 2 years, and then got the bursary to study in Australia to do my master's degree in statistics. The first year I was in the capital city, Canberra. I was at the Australian National University, where I did a post, or they call it a graduate diploma in statistics. But then that university, the statistics was more of theoretical statistics, especially if you want to become a lecturer or so. But I wanted to do applied statistics. So then I transferred to Sydney, University of New South Wales. That's where I completed my master's degree in statistics. And then a few years thereafter, I did an MBA with Regent Business School in South Africa. Yes, and then that's my academic career within statistics.
What were some of your childhood aspirations? And did you always envision yourself in a leadership role?
It's actually interesting because growing up in Katutura, also where poverty was quite rife, you just wanted to become something in life. And I was very much impressed by some of my peers who were working specifically in banks because they looked so neat with their ties and they were impressing actually when they're counting money and so on. But I was also just this child who loved my school, I loved my mathematics, and I must say that I had a mother who passed on now, 5 years back. She passed on, and may her soul rest in peace. She was really my guidance teacher. Also, although she was not even educated, I always wanted to work after school, but she was always encouraging me to study. And the interesting thing is that I actually didn't know what exactly to study, but because I liked mathematics, I wanted to do something in mathematics. When I came to UNAM, I discovered statistics as an applied mathematics. So I joined in that course. And thanks to her, because, like I said, I always wanted to work.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so maybe the message out of that is also that sometimes you do not know what you want to do in life, but you need to follow your passion.
Yeah.
Because they say when you do what you like, it's almost like a bonus. You will enjoy it, and you also to be able to do a good job. So yes, you wanted to be something, but you didn't know what. But I followed my passion, and up to today, I don't regret that I followed my passion.
What do you enjoy doing outside of work? Do you have any hobbies or passions besides maths?
Yes. Obviously, when you're in leadership, you need to be doing a lot of reading on leadership, dealing with people and so on. But what I enjoy most is just to unwind out of the workplace, because you also need to just, when you unwind, you also give you time to, I'll call it, for your brain to rest also. And what I like to do by doing that is just to enjoy quality time with family and friends. And as you are growing, the friends will also take more backstage, and the family, especially the kids, family kids, they help you to really unwind. And then what happens is that when you are with the kids, I'm talking about myself now. I almost become a kid. I play around with them. It's also good for yourself because...
For your soul.
Yes. Mm. And also for your physically, for your body, because you spend most of the time in your desk.
Alex, are there any personal values or philosophies that guide your decisions in life and work?
Yeah. For both life and work, I believe that we are the concept of Ubuntu. We are because of others. So we didn't have same opportunities. We didn't have the same backgrounds and so on in life. But you always have a chance to make the best out of a situation. Now you don't need to blame the past. Because of you didn't have a good past or you had a good past, now things are not going well and so on. And then also I love people. I love enjoying working with people because we are so diverse. How some people take pressure is different from the others. And I value that. How people approach things or challenges, I also value that. For example, myself, I'm very much solution-driven. When there is a challenge, I look forward to try to get a solution to that challenge. The mistake we make sometimes is that we want the solution like yesterday, but sometimes it comes with time. So we just need to be patient also on that. So with interaction with people, if you like people, interaction with people, it also helps you a lot to learn a lot from people. That's irrespective of the level where they are in career or in society. Yeah, so, and then also through that, I also learned to be humble. And I'm a Christian also. I believe that to be humble is a way of thanking God on certain things. Because sometimes we do things and we think, I pull it through, but you didn't get it by yourself. You also got some assistance.
Yeah, that's true. Just a final question. What message would you like to share with young Namibians who aspire to be leaders in data, statistics, or governance?
Yes. First of all, is that I want to share with them that leadership comes in different forms. One or other way, we are leaders in society, at home, wherever you are. So sometimes there's this whole concept of leadership without, or a leader without a position, leading without a title. So you don't have to have a position to be a leader. You can be a leader on your own. But yes, career-wise, in the field of statistics, is that, like I said, you need to love what you do. You don't have to go into that field just because other people are in there. If it's really your passion, please go for it. But if you find your passion somewhere else, you create less pain for yourself in terms of doing really what you like. And then working hard, there's no success without working hard. Working hard is so good. And the way I put it is that whenever you have something in front of you and you need to work hard to finalize it, is that there is always that reward in terms of once you are done and you have done a good job. You don't need to be told by somebody, well done, you did well. Yourself, you know that I was struggling with this. I managed to get it through. Well done to myself.
And I made it.
Yeah, so there will be criticism sometimes of you haven't done this or that, but you know yourself. And that's very important to always compete with yourself, not with other people. Compete with yourself. Yesterday, if you were here, you want to improve to here. Yes, there are good examples there that you need to learn from. But then if you compete with other people, it might also be discouraging because you don't know what other support people have. Some people have got good support systems, some don't have. But just compete with yourself. And every time you aim for continuous improvement, it doesn't have to be a big jump. Continuous, constant improvement. Then at the end of the day, without even realizing it, you actually achieve more than what you thought of. Because you would think that, I thought I was just doing small incremental improvements. But at the end of the day, cumulatively, it will be very, very much big improvement and success as well.
Thank you so much. It was lovely having you, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you too.